and gentlemen, and welcome to the earnings conference call for Q3 and 9 months FY26 of EMS Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero, on your touchtone phone. EMS Limited was incorporated in 2010 by Mr. Ramveer Singh and Mr. Ashish Tomar, and is involved in business of several solution provider, water supply system, water and waste treatment plants, electrical transmission and distribution, road and allied works operation and maintenance of wastewater scheme projects and water supply scheme projects for government authorities. Let us now begin with the introduction of the management team. We have with us today Mr. Ramveer Singh, promoter and chairman of the company. Also joining us today is Mr. Ashish Tomar, promoter and managing director. I would now like to request Mr. Ramveer Singh, promoter and chairman, to give his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Namaskar, sabhi ko. Main Ramveer Singh bol raha hu, EMS ke chairman ke asat se, aur jo bhi कंपनी के बारे में जानकारी हासिल करने है रिजल्ट्स की Q3 की वो मिस्टर आशीष आपको देंगे. आप अपना स्टार्ट करिए.
गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, दिस इज आशीष तोमर, मैनेजिंग डायरेक्टर ईएमएस लिमिटेड. सो first of all, I'd like to give a brief introduction about the company. The company was incorporated in 2010 and commenced business in about 2012. We started out with a modest revenue of about 100 odd crores and were able to scale it up to about 930 odd crores in the last financial year. We primarily execute the projects in infrastructure sector, with our focus being in water sector. About 70 to 80% of the revenue comes from water sector, and rest is from other infrastructure sectors such as buildings, electricity transmission and distribution, etc. Now about the results of this quarter. As you already must have seen the results. The results are much lower than expected. This was due to certain factors which were beyond the control of the company, such as because the major revenue of this quarter was expected to come from Uttarakhand. And as you know, Uttarakhand saw unexpectedly huge rainfall and natural disaster in the Q2. So in Q3, our work was mainly focused on repair and revamping of the work in progress. And due to extension of the monsoon to Q3, about 15 to 20 days were lost in the Q3. And after that, when the work resumed, a lot of time was lost to remobilization and repair of the executed works. Because of that, along with that, almost half of the order book that we currently have, about 1150 odd crores, was procured in Q2 and Q3 respectively, and it is in design phase, in which the expenditure of the company is being carried out and no revenue can be generated till the execution begins on the site. Apart from that, we would like to reassure you that from the next quarter of the financial year, we would be on our path to recovery and would be back on track. The projects secured by us are with healthy margins, and we would be making it up in the coming quarters. Thank you.
Should we begin with the question and answer session now?
Yes, yes, please. I am HK Consult, CEO of the company, and would like to answer the questions. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of C.A. Garvit Goyal from Serene Alpha. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Good morning to the team, and my question is specifically to Mr. Kansal. In the opening remarks, management is saying we face some challenges up to 15 days of Q3. But at the same time, in last phone call, when we spoke to Mr. Kansal said October month, they delivered very good projections, very good execution in the terms of executing the projects. So why, where is the difference, sir? I'm not understanding. Last phone call, your people were very confident, and now you are saying Uttarakhand, there were some issues and we were not able to deliver the projects. So where is the gap, sir? I mean, your own words are not matching this phone call and the previous phone call.
Okay, okay. I got your point, and I am HK Consult speaking again. Actually, in last con call, we thought that we will cover it up in 2 months, particularly in November and December. But in civil works and on the road works, there was some disaster management also in Uttarakhand, and the administration is also with us, because administration always directs that this work has to be started now after the security and safety of the citizens. So definitely we started in October, second week of October, but it could not be with that pace which we wanted basically to cover up the things. So it got a bit late. And second thing, as far as revenue generation is concerned, out of those 2,200 crore order book, we could start the work of about 1,100 crore in Calcutta, Ayodhya, Agra and Fatehpur, which was started in mid of October for design, investigations, and all other things, and slight procurements also. So we have done the expenditure on these projects of 1,100 crores, but there was no milestone achieved for which we could achieve the receivables or could receive the revenue. That is why revenue received is looking less. It is definitely less, and margins are even in more pressure, because expenditures done and receipts could not be made. So that happened. And in civil engineering, this is not a simple industry basically. It depends upon so many things. So we couldn't do that. And it is definitely not as per our expectations, not as per your expectations. And let me tell you again that company is not in any type of financial distress or any order book distress or anything. But this is just a phase of time that in the quarter ended December 25, we couldn't perform as we thought, and we assured you in the last con call. And again, we are assuring that in this quarter, we will try to cover certain things. But definitely, now we are of the opinion that in 2 months or something, we will not be able to cover up to that extent. But if you compare, if you will compare it after the Q4, then Q4 will definitely be better than Q3, and Q1 of the next financial year, we will definitely progress very hard, because our order book, which is under design and, pre-engineering phases, we will definitely develop a lot of revenue from that. So I think this is the explanation which I can give, and this is from the management side.
When you say Q4 will be better than Q3, Q3 is already, I would say, like, very lower level, right? So even if
but
normal execution, that will look like it is better than Q3. So can you put some number to it, like, means whether the situation is improved now, from when the situation was improved, from when the recovery started, is it from the January month or from the February month? So can you give some color on that?
Yeah. Actually, there are two things. If we compare Q4, Q3 from the last Q3, that is QOQ, then we are definitely not to the expectation. As far as PAT or EBITDA is concerned, this is in line with the industry, but this is not in line with the our records. Actually, we have done in last 10 years, PAT around 18, 19 or 20%, EBITDA 26, 27%, which is not in that line. Still, if you compare it with the other peers, that is in line with the other companies, but not as per our expectation, definitely not. So we have now started our pre-engineering in certain projects, that is of around 1,100 crore rupees projects. Engineering is in the approval phase, but it may take another 1 month or so. And then we will start generating the revenue, because once the work will come in the field, then the revenue will be generated. So Q4, we will get better, and Q1 of the next fiscal year, we will overtake it, definitely from the previous year. So that is what we are a bit conservative for that, because we are not giving any aggressive guidelines for this quarter again, because this is civil engineering work, it takes time to revamp for pre-engineering, and eventually this is the cycle that 1,100, 1,200 crores new projects are falling in this quarter, previous one and this one. So that takes around 4-5 months to give the revenue. Otherwise, expenditures are always there for investigations, for soil investigations, for design, surveying and everything, and revenue starts coming after 4-6 months. So previously what used to happen, one project has come in one quarter, two projects have come in another quarter, and now the fourth big projects have come in this quarter only. So this is looking like that, but we are very sure that we will not disappoint any of you or any of us, and we will definitely do whatever we are committing, but next quarter will not cover the entire thing of the whole year. So it will start aggressive cover up from the Q1 of the next fiscal, and covering in the Q4 also in comparison to Q3 of this year. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kaushal Sharma from Equinox Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Very good morning. And audible.
Good morning. Good morning.
Can you please tell me what is the current order book as of December 2025, and what kind of order inflows are we expecting in next 1 to 2 years?
The unexecuted order book is around 2,200 crores as of now.
And what kind of order inflows are we expecting going ahead?
We are very aggressively bidding now, because Delhi Jal Board had started tenders, you must be knowing, and we are bidding in about 2,000 crore rupees tenders in Delhi Jal Board and other places. So we are expecting it to enhance in next three four months by about 1,000 crore rupees.
And so, what is current bidding pipeline as of now?
Around 4,000 crores.
And what is our winning ratio on an average?
Actually, our winning ratio used to be 15%, 10 to 15%. But as competition is increasing, we have become a bit aggressive for that. And we are planning to get our win ratio enhanced up to 20%. So 1,000 crore rupees we are just planning, and we are still bidding and bidding in every place. So 1,000 crore we are expecting in next 3-4 months to achieve the orders.
And sir, as you said that there was a challenging phase in Q3. But if I compare Q2 to Q3 performance, the sale grew around 15%, but our cost of raw material grew around 25% and the other expenses grew 34%. So could you please highlight what kind of key expenses in other expenses grew a lot more than sales growth and the cost
As I told you, there are 3-4 phases of any project. Once the tender is awarded, agreement is made, then the extensive surveys are started and certain procurement, certain vendors are decided. So on site, certain deployment of the employees has to be done for proper monitoring and liaising with the government agencies. So there are expenses in investigations, surveys, and we have to start some procurement also, which are the delayed things. For example, I have to lay the 100-kilometer sewer line. So 100-kilometer procurement of pipe or manholes, I cannot make in a single stretch. So we start doing it after tentative finalization of the designs. But, you know, for that is not a milestone in the eyes of the government authority. So the payment doesn't come as a revenue or even as a receivable, because there are certain milestones. Though it is an item rate contract, but certain items have to be executed. So it is not converted. So expenditures are shown, expenditures are apparent in the balance sheet or in the account, but receivables are not. That is why our EBITDA and PAT has impacted that much. So this will recover, but definitely it will not match with that 18-19% PAT as in the previous years, because competitiveness is increasing definitely. So, you know, it may remain around 15% as an average for this year.
But the expenses booked in the P&L is against the sales that you executed and booked in the particular Q3. So the expenditure pertaining to that sales should be recorded in the P&L. So that's why I'm asking, the sales growth is 15%, but your cost of raw material and other expense grew faster than sales.
So that is because some expenditure was done in about 50% of our order book, which is at the stage of design and engineering. So we cannot book receivables or bill it to the department, but we have to book expenses in mobilization, site establishment, procurement of raw materials, etc. So going forward, when in the next quarter, as the billing starts, we will be able to bill revenue against the expenditure already carried out. I think, and that would also lead to improvement in the margins.
So what kind of EBITDA margin we are closing in this financial year? What is our expectation in terms of EBITDA and PAT for financial 23?
Yeah, for financial 23, we expect it to be above 15%, that is PAT. And EBITDA in excess of 23%.
22-23%. And so what is our current trade receivable as of December 2025? And what is the portion of more than 6 months?
Please, I'll just check it and tell it to you. Please hold.
Yeah. And the ratio of unbilled revenue as well, showing in the balance sheet.
Yeah, so the unbilled revenue is about 283 crores.
Okay. And other receivables?
Approximately 500 crores. Other receivables.
And more than 6 months, sir?
More than 6 months would be 120 odd crores is less than 6 months, and other than that, it is more than 6 months.
So out of 500 crores. It's quite heavy in our trade business. Are we expecting any provisioning or something, or any challenge are we expecting over there? Hello.
Yeah, sorry. That was a mistake on my part. The 500 crores is the total sum of all the receivables, that is includes unbilled and billed also. So the unbilled portion is 283 crores.
Okay.
The unbilled is 283. Less than 6 months is about 116 crores. 6 months to 1 year is about 23 crores. 1 year to 2 year is about 87 lakhs. And yes, that is all.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you very much for answering.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Mittal from Mittal Family Office. Please go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So I just wanted to increase about your interest cost. I was looking that your interest costs have gone up significantly higher. So what's the level of current debt and what's the borrowing plan going forward? Is the company facing any working capital issues? Hello.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so the interest costs have ballooned because of a loan of about 25 crores that we took against the HAM project that is in Mirzapur, Ghazipur, STB Private Limited, which is a subsidiary of EMS Limited. So that was a HAM project for which we have taken this loan. So that would have led to escalation in the interest costs.
Oh, and what's the level of current debt?
Yeah, please, I'll just answer that. Yeah, so that would be around 700 crores is our exposure to the banks, which includes 650 crores of non-fund based bank guarantees and about 50 crores in shape of cash credit limit and that this loan that I told you about.
So any plans of further borrowing or something like that?
No, no plans on expanding in our borrowings. The facilities that we have are sufficient for execution of our projects.
One more thing, I just wanted to know, recently you had given a disclosure of the promoter holding getting pledged. So what was the reason of the pledge and is there any timeline to reduce the pledge?
Yeah, so sir, we took a loan of about 210 crores, out of which we have already paid about 70 crores and the current outstanding stands at 140 crores. Within this financial year, we will reduce it to about 100 crores and by next financial year, this would be settled. Okay. So this was secured to make some investments in the promoter side. No company funds were involved in this.
Okay.
The loan was in personal capacity only.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ahmed, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Ahmed, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, sir. Can't hear you.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Please continue.
Yeah. So, firstly, I want to touch upon the last question that was asked by the investor. Firstly, the same reason was given two quarters ago. When it was asked about the promoter, it was asked that this financial year it will be reduced. But from 11%, it has gone to 24%. So there is no synonymity with the earnings calls and how the things pan out. And now we are looking at the last conference call, that was Q2. So it was a range, and we took it at its face value. And in this quarter as well, again, now when we are doing this con call, it is already a month and a half that is passed. So you already have a visibility of Q4. Likewise, you have the visibility in Q3 for the Q3. Yet you went ahead and, guided for a better Q3. And now we are looking how the Q3 is looking like. Now you have the visibility of Q4. It doesn't cost much to be transparent. That is what we would expect at least. So borrowing has increased. The revenues have gone down. Now I want to check whether this phase where we were doing somewhere around 1,000 crores a year, whether that phase is passed and this is the new normal, or probably we're going to touch upon that kind of a revenue at least.
Actually, we couldn't get the full question, but what we could get is that probably you are asking that in the last con call, which was somewhere in middle of the October or in the middle of the November, that we would have known the situation about this quarter's results also. That is what probably you are asking, and why we couldn't project better than what we have done. I think this is a question if you can confirm, and then I will try to answer it.
Yes, that is one question, and the other question was that, like you have said, that you will by FY27 you will reduce, the promoters will reduce pledging to zero. Now, when the pledging is somewhere around 28%, it was 11% in Q1, and it was communicated by end of FY27.
We are very sorry that your voice is not clear, and we are not getting the things basically. That portion I have got, and I.
Mr. Ahmed, I request you to rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishita from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello.
Please. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah. So I just wanted some clarification. You mentioned that in FY26 we can end at an EBITDA of 22 to 23% and a PAT of 15%. But in Q3, I could see that we've done a PAT of 10% and an EBITDA of around 15-16%. So are we confident that we can get to these margins in FY26 as a whole? Because even in Q2, our margins were under pressure.
Yeah, madam, actually this is very evident. This is not a free-flowing industry, basically not works on the daily basis or weekly basis. What we do, actually I have told in the earlier conversation or in some question answer session, that in this quarter, that is Q3, in the month of October, we have started three big projects. That is about 50% of our total order book. That is about 1100 crores. We have started the work. One of the order of 700 crores at Calcutta, 100 crore in Ayodhya, 100 crore in Agra, and 200 crore in Fatehpur. So once we get the LOI and get the agreement done, so there are so many things we have to mobilize on the site. First is the investigation portion. Second one is the hutment of the labor and other infrastructure, office, etc. we have to establish. So eventually in this quarter, we have to do this for the four big projects. So our expenditure have been made, but that is not tangible for getting the revenue or the billable amount. That is why in this quarter it is looking like PAT is around 10% and the EBITDA is 15%. And this is a routine process that if we go in the next quarter, in this quarter, that is running quarter, or in the next quarter, so revenue will be more than the expenditures in the ratio wise. So we will definitely get it more than 15% or at least 15% for this financial year. And otherwise, for the next thing, we will remain about 17-18% of the PAT as we have done in the history of the 10-11 years of the company's history. So this is eventual portion of this quarter. So on 9 months basis, it is still 15.86% PAT. So we are not behind 15% if we take the 9 month period. But if you take the quarter only, so I have explained it that in a quarter, you can start certain projects which have the expenditure side stronger than the receivable sides. So that is what happened in this quarter.
Okay.
So it's a routine in civil engineering projects sometimes. Thank you so much.
Okay, so in general, so like you mentioned that we have the current order book of 2200 crores. So is that a routine process that once we start the project, the revenue will, we'll start booking the revenue post 4 months of like starting the project?
Yeah, this is cyclic. Once we execute the work, we get the receivables and the 90 days we take as the receivable amount. So this is 60 days to 120 days, and sometimes we, as an average, we take it 90 days period after expenditure. So 90 days revenue, that is 3 months working capital we always require. Say 1,000 crore turnover, so we require mostly 250 crore rupees as a working capital. Minus 250 crore, minus the 20% EBITDA, that is about 20 crore rupees we have to have in our hands for as a working capital. But this figure fluctuates a lot quarter by quarter because civil engineering projects on ground, they may face so many problems. Sometimes land is not clear. Sometimes, as we have seen in this these two quarters, that rainy season has affected so much. In Q2, it was affected so much. In Q3, we tried to revamp it and to reorganize it. But, you know, once there is a heavy rain, there are some disasters also. So the administration, which look after the development works, they also give the priority to the disaster restoration. So that took some time, and certain times we were stopped to do the work, and that is why this quarter, otherwise we assure you that this quarter will be much, much better, and we will definitely be on our pace, that we will outpace from the Q1 of the next financial year. There is no doubt about it. And our order book is also likely to get enriched because we are aggressively bidding now in, you know, in Delhi Jal Board and other states also for Amrut 2 and DJB fundings.
Okay, understand.
Yes,
I got your point. And my last question is that you mentioned we can get 1,000 crores in next 2-4 months. So in FY26, what will be our exit order book? Can we expect it to be around 3,000 crores?
Our exit order book, you know, if we are having 2,200 crores. We will grow, as per order book is concerned, we will grow by about 40 to 50%.
Okay, understood.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Azhar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
All right. So first of all, I would like to say that it doesn't take much to be transparent. That is the first thing. Now, when we look at earnings call of Q1. Promoter pledging was somewhere around 11%, and it was guided that it will be reduced by FY26. Now it is ballooned to 28%, and you're saying that it will be reduced by FY27. That being one thing. So the commentary is not synonymous with what is happening. Now looking at the earnings call of Q2. In Q2, it was mentioned you already had the visibility, like you have the visibility now for Q4, you had the visibility for Q3. But that you chose on certain hypothetical assumptions that you will be probably rebounding. I just want to understand, is this the new normal or probably we are crossing that 980-odd crores of financial year figure, let's say in FY27 or FY28. Do you have that kind of visibility? I understand there was rain issues in Q2. Now you're saying that there were delays in Q3, you expected something that didn't pan out. Looking at your competitors, Q2 rain didn't affect you. Them in Q4, probably the numbers are better, both in the terms of bottom line and on the top line. That's all.
Yeah, sir. So, first I would like to explain give answer to your second question. So, I would request you to please understand the nature of the business. The projects that we get vary from year to year and state to state. So as a coincidence, the major portion of the revenue that we expected to book was to come from Uttarakhand, as about 800 odd crores in excess of our work order comes from that state. the work that we do involves digging up of roads and laying the pipelines in that area. Due to unexpectedly heavy rainfall and the landslides and natural disasters that took place in that state in the Q2, we expected it to recover by Q3, but the disaster management taken up by government, that took some time more than what we expected, and we could not execute or book revenue in that state. So that is for the, but on overall business side, we think we can resume our pace by next quarter. This quarter would likely be still be affected. As far as the loan against share is concerned, out of 210 odd crores that we took from NBFCs, 70 crores has been paid. We are committed to bring it down to 100 crores by end of this quarter. And the loans, the shares that are pledged will can only be released after we pay the whole amount. So
now, I would like to have a rebuttal over here. Now, yeah, that you have the visibility of Q4 and you say Q4 will still be affected and Q1 onwards you will outpace. Mm. So does that
yes.
mean we are looking at FY27 crossing 1,000 crores of a revenue? That was, we did 980 of a revenue in FY27. Can we safely project that FY27 would be better than FY25? FY26 is a goner. Looking at
yeah.
Q2 and Q3, FY26
yes, 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 FY27 would be better than FY25.
Correct. Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Agicha from HG Hava. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. I'm out.
Yes, sir. Please continue.
Yes, sir. What is the long-term strategy behind entering the flex sheets and paper products?
Hello?
Yes, sir, can you please repeat the question? What is the long-term strategy rationale behind entering the flex sheets and paper products? What would the revenue EBITDA target be?
Yeah, sir, as we have already clarified this in previous calls also, we took that factory from NCLT to put it as collateral with banks against our non-funding bank guarantees, etc., as collateral. So that land came with an established factory. And we initially were not enthusiastic to run it, but since it was a running factory, when we realized that it can give us a profit of about 5% in revenue over revenue in that business also. So that is an additional benefit to the company. It is self-sufficient. It does not require any funding from the company. So we are letting it run. And if it maintains this profit or it improves, then much better. But we would not invest any further money if it starts to decline. So that we would like to clarify.
And so can you brief us, like, what is the employee size and what is the output that is being generated there and what was the investment done?
Yeah, so we purchased that land for about 60 crores. Currently, its market value would be almost 100% higher than that.
Location, sir?
It is in near Kanpur, in a town called Fatehpur, about 120 bighas of land.
And so the employee size and the production, like I think, so 25 crore is the revenue we shown in this quarter.
Yes, employees I think are somewhere between 50 to 100 employees, mostly semi-skilled and technicians.
So, in your view, do you think this can be scaled up?
It might be possible in future, but till now, I think that plant is producing about 800 to 900 tons of output, and it can reach an output of about 1100 plus tons in the coming financial year.
I appreciate your answering the question. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of C.A. Garvit Goyal from Sirian Alpha. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the follow. In continuation with the earlier participant, I think she asked about the exit order book for this financial year, and you said 40 to 50% growth. I think the answer was not that what she was expecting. So can you just clarify what is the expected order book that you are people are anticipating after execution of this quarter, maybe the new order inflows that you are anticipating in next 2 months? So what will be the order book look like as on 31st March 2026?
That is, you know, we are having the order book of more than 2,200 crores as of now. We are expecting 1,000 crore, but that could not be a date like 31st March because that could come in the first week of April, second week of April or something. Because, you know, bidding process sometimes get litigated also. So we have bidded, but we are expecting the order book to increase by up to 3,000 crore in the Q1 of the next financial year, that is for sure, because we don't want to give much optimistic guidelines type of thing that 31st March couldn't be that date, because sometimes you bid and there is some dispute and there is some dispute resolution boards where it goes and the final LOI or agreement is performed, it may take 4 or 5 months altogether. So we are bidding, there are some bids under pipeline, some under technical evaluations and different stages. So in Q1, we will definitely have the order book of around 3,000 crore because 2,200 crore and in this quarter we can exhaust it by 200 crores almost. And of course, we can have 3,000 crore in Q1 of the next financial year.
Correct. And secondly, on the pledge part, I maybe missed the earlier communication on that. Can you please clarify what is the exact purpose of this pledge?
Yeah, so that money was used to invest in lands and properties.
No, what kind of land and properties?
In individual capacity, not in terms of company.
So that means the promoter is basically pledging the shares to having its own land and properties in the personal capacity. That's what you are saying.
Yeah. To start, that is for a real estate business.
Okay.
So yeah. What, sir?
I'm trying to understand, like, why are we doing so? What is the thinking process behind it? Because on a listed shares, we are pledging it and buying the properties in the individual capacity.
Yes, sir. So the shares that are listed are also his own personal shares. And we have already reduced it by almost 31/3. And it would be...
No. Firstly, you increased it, then you reduced it, right?
Yes, yes.
So still, it is more than what we were having 2 quarters back, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So I'm trying to understand what is the thought process like. When are we planning to reduce it to 0%? Like, again, earlier participant also mentioned about it. He said earlier we were speaking about FY26 end and now we are speaking about FY27.
Yes, sir. We have already we went up to 210 crores of... money borrowed. We have reduced it to 140. We have repaid about 70 crores of the principal amount along with interest.
And we are planning to reduce the principal amount to less than 100 crores by the end of this financial year and repay the whole amount in the next financial year. The shares that are pledged with can only be released after we pay, repay the whole amount.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Tomar for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So, as I am SK Kansal speaking, CEO of the company. So, as a closing comments, definitely we couldn't meet the expectation in this quarter as a resultant PAT. But we can assure that we are on the right track and right path. We are aggressively bidding. Company is not in any financial distress or any type of distress. And we will definitely revamp it in this quarter and next quarter onward of the, you mean first quarter of the next fiscal, we will see high growth and everything will be perfectly matched. Actually, we have also faced the same situation after the COVID and we fall in 2021 and 22, but we maintained the growth of 20% in 23 and we covered it up in the 8 years span, of the 8 years span. So we are confident that in this year, if we are not able to match with the expectation, we will definitely be aggressive on next year and next year we will do the cover up of the whole things. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of EMS Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for your participation. You may now click on the exit button to disconnect. Thank you.
Thank you.